This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The Colorado Springs Brewery, owned by a man who helped stop the Club Q shooting, received a $50,000 reward for his bravery last night. CPR's Dan Boyce was there and spoke with Richard Fierro.
Fierro already had this fundraiser for a local LGBTQ organization on his calendar before the November 19th shooting. But it was Fierro's fight to stop the shooting that helped pack Atrevida Brewing Company Tuesday night.
This was a moment for us that just blew us away. There's no way we would have expected the community to come out like this.
Governor Jared Polis and Mayor John Suthers were there as Ent Credit Union surprised Fierro with its first ever $50,000 Community Advocate Award. Five people were killed during the shooting and at least 19 others were injured. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The potential for violence in schools is what Denver School Superintendent Alex Marrero says is his biggest concern. This year, there have been 35 incidents in or near Denver school campuses involving real or fake guns. Eight involve students caught with loaded guns on campus. At a board meeting Monday, he called easy access to guns a ticking time bomb.
This is not a DPS issue. This is a City of Denver issue. This is a national issue.
Marrero wants school safety to be addressed in the campaign for Denver mayor next year. Abortion could become illegal in Pueblo. An ordinance to effectively ban abortions within city limits passed a first reading in the city council this week. That's according to the Pueblo Chieftain. Earlier this year, the legislature passed a state law to protect reproductive health care rights in Colorado. The proposal in Pueblo appears to be the first municipal regulation of abortion in the state. It gets a second reading at a council meeting December 12th. Mostly sunny and getting warmer along the Front Range in Colorado Springs and across Metro Denver. This is CPR News and KRCC.